The meeting is hereby called to order. Good afternoon. Welcome to the City of Glendale's Board of Adjustment. My name is Kathy Cheshire, and I am the board's vice chairperson. The Board of Adjustment is a quasi-judicial body made up of volunteers who are appointed by the City Council. The board hears requests for relief from the standards of the zoning ordinance and appeals to certain decisions made by the planning director. The board considers each request on its own merits and bases its decision on the findings required by the zoning ordinance. The board's decision is final unless appealed to the Superior Court. The board works from a written agenda. If you wish to speak on an item, you must fill out a yellow speaker card. I don't see anyone here. Is there anyone?
We do have somebody who would like to speak.
Okay. They would need to fill out a yellow speaker card. I'm not sure where those are.
They're out by the door.
They are out by the door. Okay. And there's an agenda out there as well. There are six members on the board. An affirmative vote by the majority of the members present is required to grant a variance or uphold an appeal. There are six board members present. Let the record show that I'm going to go down the roster here that I have, that board member Finer, board member Neighbor, board member G, board member Britton, board member Holschlag, and myself, Vice Chair Kathy Cheshire, are present. There are no absences today at this meeting. The board receives administrative assistance and procedural guidance from the staff of the Planning Department and City Attorney's Office. These staff members are employed by the city and act independently from the board. Board of Adjustment Liaison, would you please introduce the city staff who are present today?
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chairman. So the staff members that are present here today are Russ Romney, our Assistant City Attorney, Samantha Cope, our Administrative Support Specialist, Tina Lavelli, our planner on staff that will be presenting today, and my name is Lisa Collins. I'm the Planning Administrator and in Interim Development Services Director. Thank you.
Thank you. On the agenda are citizen comments. Do we have anyone that wants to make any citizen comments today?
I think the comments are based on the case.
Yes,
okay. So we will move to the approval of the minutes from the Thursday, October 8th, 2020 Board of Adjustment meeting. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a let the record reflect that Board Member Finer made a motion and Board Member Britton seconded the motion to approve the Thursday, October 8th, 2020 meeting minutes. Are there any requests for withdrawals or continuances today?
No, there are not.
Madam Vice Chair, we have the motion and second. We need to take a vote.
Oh, sorry.
All in favor.
Okay, all in favor. Do I need to call by name?
Of the approval of the minutes, you don't.
Okay. So all in favor of the approval of the October 8, 2020 minutes?
Aye.
Any nays? Okay. Now let the record show. Thank you. The board is required to hold a public hearing before making a decision on a variance or appeal request. The purpose of a public hearing is to provide interested parties an opportunity to present testimony for the board's consideration. Anyone speaking will need to state your name and address for the record. Please be brief and to the point. Avoid repetition. I reserve the right to limit the length of the testimony. All exhibits shown to the board become part of the permanent record and must be submitted for the file. The board can only grant a variance or uphold an appeal if it meets the required findings. It will help the board if you specifically address each of these findings during your presentation. Our first application for today is, let me find it here, let me move this out of the way. Is variance number 20-06, Marino Residence Variance. A request by Brisa Marino. Staff, would you please present your report?
Good afternoon, board members and chairman. Appreciate you being here this afternoon. Today I'm going to be, we're going to be reviewing Marino Residence Variance. It's VAR 20-06. It is located at 6745 North 53rd Avenue. The applicant is requesting relief from Section 5.420 for the R3 zoning district. It's Table 2 for the multiple resident district development standards. They would like to reduce the required perimeter setback that is required of 20 feet. The applicant is Brisa Venetia Moreno. The board's required action is to consider the facts and determine whether the findings meet the statutory provisions for approval of a variance. Okay, so this is the vicinity map. As you can see, this area here where they are located is zoned R3, and just to the east it is R16, and to the north it is light industrial and general commercial. This is an aerial shot of the property, and as you can see, within this zone there is a mix of single-family residential, multifamily residential, and then just across West Lamar Road, it's light industrial and commercial uses. Okay, so this is a site plan. As you can see, this is the site plan that the applicant has provided. This is with the reduced setbacks, and this area right here is the footprint of the building if we were to adhere to the strict standards. These are the building elevations that were provided by the applicant. This is what they anticipate that the structure will look like once they have performed all of their additions and all of their improvements. This is the floor plan. This is the existing floor plan of the existing house that was built back in the 1950s. And this is the floor plan of the house that they desire for and why they're requesting the variance. This lot was created back in 1954. It was lot 1 of the Rancho Chico subdivision. And the R3 zoning code was adopted in 1993. The R3 standards require that you have a minimum of 60-foot lot, and you have a 60-foot width of your lot, and a 20-foot perimeter setback. A side note is that the lot is only 50 feet in width. Analyzing this proposal, we found that the subject property is comparable to those lots that are in the R16 zoning district. The adjacent properties are, the adjacent properties, the adjacent properties all vary in size and setbacks. The majority of the setbacks are 5 and 10, and the majority of the homes are between 1,500 and 2,500 square feet in size. And I apologize for losing that. Okay. The applicant was required to notify the adjacent property owners, and they did so on October 5th, 2020. The public hearing was advertised in the Glendale Star on October 22nd, 2020. The hearing notifications were mailed out that same day, and the site was posted on October 15th. No comments were received by email or by mail from any adjacent property owners or interested parties. Okay, the board's findings. The Board of Adjustment shall make the following findings based on the evidence and record to the hearing prior to a variance. There are special circumstances or conditions applicable to the property, including its shape, size, topography, location, or surroundings, which were not self-imposed by the owner. The existing single-family home was built in the 1950s. At that time, it was compliant with the code. And the lot width, it being that it's 50 feet in width, reduces the size of the footprint for any single-family additions to 10 by 80, which does not provide for a reasonable building footprint. Due to the special circumstances, the strict application of the zoning ordinance would deprive the property of privileges enjoyed by other properties in the same classification in the same zoning district. So the lot's width and depth closely resemble lots of similar dimensions on adjacent properties and in the R16 zoning district, and they enjoy the 5 and 10 foot side setbacks. So they are not enjoying the same privileges. The variance is a minimum necessary to alleviate the property hardship. The reduced setbacks of 5 and 10 feet provide for a reasonable building footprint for the single-family home additions. With a building footprint of 10 by 80, it reduces a footprint down to 800 square feet, which is not a reasonable expectation for a single-family home. Granting the variance will not have a detrimental effect on the property, adjoining property, and surrounding neighborhood, or the city in general. The requested building setbacks are consistent with other properties within the surrounding area, within the surrounding neighborhood, and no negative comments via email or by mail were received from adjacent property owners or from interested parties. The recommendation is that staff recommends approval of VAR 20-06 per the findings, subject to the following. Development shall be in substantial conformance with the applicant's site plan, building elevation, and floor plan dated September 15, 2020. That concludes my presentation. I will be happy to answer any questions that you may have for me.
Thank you. We'll open it up for discussion. Board Member G, do you have any questions?
I do not have any questions at this time.
Board Member Britton?
No questions.
Board Member Neighbor?
No questions.
Board Member Feiner?
Curious, is this still going to be a single family residence, or is this going to be multi?
Yes, it will still remain a single family residence.
And Board Member Holschlag?
No questions.
Okay. I have just one question. I'm trying to find it here real quick. Where are the proposed stipulations? Would it only be the development shall be in substantial conformance?
Yes.
Is that the only stipulation?
Yes.
There it is. It's on the screen.
I could read the screen. Okay. See it. Would the applicant come forward to make a presentation? Ms. Moreno, would you like to?
Hello. I can't
If you have a presentation.
I don't. I just bought a copy of everything that I submitted.
Okay. All right. Thank you then. Thank you. I don't do this now.
We
I do this in a minute, right? We need to have discussion. Do we have discussion with the applicant and
we
then
can.
I call this?
Is that the applicant's card?
No.
Oh.
Somebody else who wants to speak.
Yeah, we need to call them in. Let
them speak. Do I open the public hearing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Okay. The public hearing on this item is now open, and I have a card. Would Maria Lopez come forward?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. We just wanted to make a suggestion to the proposal of having the 5 and 10 foot setback. We wanted to make it a 10 foot overall because we're on the southern side of the building, and I think that would just be fair. My parents live there, and they have kids, and you know, it's just for privacy reasons.
Okay. Do we open it to ask questions?
Sure, you can ask questions of the. Sure.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions for Ms. Lopez?
Do we need to put the map back up on the screen?
Yes, I think that might be a good idea. And so, Ms. Lopez, so you're saying that your parents live on the south side,
yeah.
And you're asking for a 10-foot setback on that side, which would be the south side of this particular lot, so that there's more distance there between the house and this wall or the fence. Do you mind if I ask you what your parents' setback is off of their building, their home to the lot?
Yeah, I didn't measure it, but just by looking at it, I would say it's 5 feet.
Okay. So, did they receive a variance when they built their house, do you know?
So they purchased it with it already.
Okay.
With that setback already in place.
Okay. Do we have a blow-up of this to get a better idea of that yard? I know, but I was just thinking on the screen.
Try to zoom it in a little.
I'll see what I can do.
On the bottom right, there's a little slider. Over a little more, right there.
So the request is for a 5 and 10, right?
Well, that's a touch screen.
Yeah.
I know.
Does anyone have any further questions for Ms. Lopez? No. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for coming and presenting that.
Thank you for hearing.
Yes. Would the applicant like to make a closing statement, Ms. Moreno? Ms. Moreno, were you able to hear the comments from Ms. Lopez?
No, I'm not.
All right. Ms. Lopez, is it okay for me to?
Sure.
Yeah. Ms. Lopez is asking for a 10-foot setback on the south side of the property line. You're asking in your application for a 5 and 10. Would you be okay with us putting the 5 on that side, and then I would have a request of staff along those lines, but she's asking for a 10-foot, for the 10-foot setback to be on the south side. Do you have any comments about that?
Why would that be?
She's just asking for a larger separation between her setback and yours.
Okay. It would really change the plans that we have for the driveway to be there.
So your 10-foot would be on the north side then, and your 5-foot would be on the south side. Is that what your plans are showing?
I'd have to look at them. I don't remember.
So is that the driveway on the bottom?
That looks like it.
Mm-hmm.
So you've already got the
carport, right? Yeah.
So what is that? I can't see on here what that setback is. Can someone see what the setback is on the south side on their plan?
It's 5. It
looks like.
It's just over 5 feet, I think. And it would create a problem.
What is it? What is it showing for your setback here?
I think it's 5.4.
So you put the 10. So you put the 10 feet on the north side then. Does staff know what that is? Where the 10-foot, 5-foot is?
Yes, the 5-foot is on the southern side, and the 10 feet and the 10-foot is on.
Okay,
the
so we've established that. Okay. All right, does anyone have any questions for Ms. Marino?
No. So the house you want to build, is it's a single-story house, right?
Correct.
And the house to the south of yours, Ms. Lopez's house, that's also a single-story house?
Correct.
Okay. I think the reason for Ms. Lopez's concern revolved around privacy is what she said, right?
Yes.
I can add a block fence.
What is the separation now? What is your what are your plans for the fencing now?
Right now, part of it is block, and the other half is wire. I can add a block fence to block the rest of the backyard.
I personally think the 5 feet is okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's close. Let's talk to staff.
Why would the Lopez's get to enjoy 5 feet and not the Morenos?
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, that's we're not. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Staff, do you have any final comments for us?
I actually don't. If you have any further questions, I'd be happy to answer anything if you have any additional questions.
All right. The public meeting is now closed, and I'm opening it up for discussion. So, Ms. Board Member G.
Yes.
Having to learn a new name here. do you have any comments or suggestions or questions?
No. I would think that if the residents of the house has the kind of home that this person wants to build and the setback they enjoy is 5 feet and this one is looking for the same thing, that sounds equitable to me. So that's where I am right now.
Okay. Mr. Britt. Okay. Mr. Neighbor.
No, I'm good. No comment.
Mr. Finer.
I think as it's pretty clear, in my opinion, is how to answer the four questions. And this isn't even Passover. So, I think I understand the request, and I'm ready to move forward.
All right, Mr. Holschlag.
I have no additional comments.
All right. So a question that I would have to our city attorney, I think this goes to you.
Okay.
If we wanted to add something to the stipulations, would we do that at the end when we make our motion?
Madam Vice Chair, I believe that probably would be appropriate if it's something we can do within our purview. If it's something beyond that, like a use thing or something like that, then we probably can't. My understanding is that plan review or site plan review does their thing, and we don't want to get in the way of what they do. We can make suggestions, but I don't know that we can make, unless it has to do with the variance itself and the number of feet, I'm not sure anything we say beyond that would be a requirement.
Okay. So adding a block fence would
right.
not be a stipulation
we
that we could add.
We can highly suggest it.
Okay.
But it's really beyond what we do here for that part.
Okay. Even though we're approving the variance, we can't add that language to
it. If the wall were existing and it was, a 3-foot wall or a 4-foot wall and they wanted to make it an 8-foot wall and that was the issue before us, that's something we could deal with. But now the wall isn't an issue before us. It's just the setbacks and the lot size and those things. And so that's something that we could suggest to the site plan people, but it's not something we can require at this time.
Okay.
But we can make a suggestion that they look at that.
All right. Okay. Mr. Romney, would you begin the procedure talking to us about the 4 points?
Okay, thank you.
4 findings.
Madam Vice Chair. Madam Vice Chair, members of the board, with regard to the statutory findings for variance 20-06, do you find that there are special circumstances or conditions applicable to the property, including its size, shape, topography, location, or surroundings, which were not self-imposed by the owner? If you vote aye, you believe that the owner did not make the conditions of their properties. If you vote no, then you believe that the owner was involved in making the property what it is and responsible for the size and shape of topography that the lot now enjoys.
Okay. I'm going to start to my left here. I'm going to ask for a vote of the first finding. I'm going to start with Board Member Holschlag.
Aye.
Board Member Feiner.
So just for clarity, an aye vote has the effect of
we can
approving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Aye.
It's, I know. Board Member Neighbor.
Aye.
Board Member G.
Aye.
Board Member Britton.
Aye.
And Chair, Vice Chair votes aye.
Thank you. Madam Vice Chair, members of the board, does the board find that due to those special circumstances, the strict application of the zoning ordinance would deprive the property of privilege enjoyed by other properties in the same classification in the same zoning district?
Board Member Holschlag.
Aye.
Board Member Feiner.
Aye.
Board Member Neighbor.
Aye.
Board Member G.
Aye.
Board Member Britton.
Aye.
And Vice Chair votes aye.
Members of the board, do you find that the variance is the minimum necessary to alleviate the property hardship?
Board Member Holschlag.
Aye.
Board Member Feiner.
Aye.
Board Member Neighbor.
Aye.
Board Member G.
Aye.
Board Member Britton.
Aye.
And Vice Chair votes aye.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. Do you, members of the board, do you believe that granting the variance will not have a detrimental effect on the property, the adjoining property, the surrounding neighborhood, or the city in general?
Board Member Holschlag.
Aye.
Board Member Feiner.
Aye.
Board Member Neighbor.
Aye.
Board Member G.
Aye.
Board Member Britton.
Aye.
Vice Chair, aye.
Thank you. Madam Vice Chair, members of the board, given your responses to the 4 findings, do you wish to consider a motion to grant variance VAR 20-06 subject to the stipulations found in the staff report?
Would someone like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve VAR 20-06 subject to the stipulations in the report.
Second?
Second.
Now I'm going to ask for board approval. Board Member Holschlag.
Aye.
Board Member Feiner.
Aye.
Board Member Neighbor.
Aye.
Board Member G.
Aye.
Board Member Britton.
Aye.
Vice Chair votes aye. We have now approved variance number 20-06, including stipulations.
Thank you, members of the board.
Anyone wishing to appeal this action will need to file a motion in Superior Court. Next on the agenda is other our staff report. Does staff have a report they would like to present today?
No, Madam Vice Chairman.
No staff report.
No staff report.
Okay.
Thank you.
Were we going to? Okay. So, do I move to comments then?
Yes, and under comments, we do have chair and vice chair.
Okay, that's where it's coming in.
And I
yes.
believe that Samantha provided you with a script on how to do that. I don't think I've got it. Right.
Yes, I read this, but I thought it was something that you did. Did I not read it right?
Oh, here it is. Well, I didn't do it. The city does it.
Okay.
The office that sort of manages the boards and commissions, the city clerk, and then there's a little committee, too. So, yeah, as it says, in October of each year, and so we continued this from the last meeting because there were very few board members. And as you all know, the chair has resigned, mm-hmm. and we're still short one board member. So, hopefully we'll get a full board here before too long. But if you read along here, so a motion for each recommendation is required. So, you know, you can sort of talk amongst yourselves and then you can make nominations. Nominate someone to be the chair, nominate someone to be the vice chair.
Oh, I thought you appointed that.
Oh no. Heavens no.
Really?
You guys can get together and whoever draws the short straw.
Right.
Well, as long as I've sat on this, I've never been involved in.
Oh,
I've
is
just
that right?
No, I've been told.
That's what happens when you miss a meeting.
I guess so.
You miss a meeting and stuff happens sometimes.
Well, you know, the Planning Commission just recently, you know, went through this.
Right.
Because we're all involved in that too. And they chose a new chair and vice chair. And you were probably all notified by the city clerk as to if your term is coming up, as to whether you wanted to be reappointed or not, and so on and so forth. But I think that's already passed, which is good, because it was a little awkward. People were nominating each other to be chair and vice chair, and they didn't know if they would be reappointed. But they were. It all worked out in the end. So this is probably a little better that we waited. But so that's the process. So someone needs to make a nomination and then a motion, and then you'll all vote on it. So you need a chair and a vice chair.
But you can talk amongst yourself.
I was just going to make a motion.
You can do that, too.
You can do that, too.
I move that we nominate Madam Cheshire to be the chair.
I second that.
Oh, well, thank you. Gosh. Thank
I
you.
I would have, too, if I could.
And now we vote on it?
Well, I have a little problem because I think I go off in January.
Well, did you say you wanted to be reappointed?
I don't know that anybody asked me.
Well, we'll go ahead and do this, and then if we need to make some adjustments, we will. I'll clear it up tomorrow with the clerk.
And there will be a vice chair, so you'll be covered.
Yeah. True.
There you go.
So
we have a motion and a second. We vote.
Oh, do I do that or do you do that?
I can do it. All
okay.
in favor?
Aye.
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 Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Wow. Now, what about a vice chair?
Congratulations. Now's the time.
Okay. Someone make a motion.
Well, I would make a motion that to nominate you for vice chair. Mr. Neighbor?
Who's you?
Neighbor? Mr. My neighbor? Mr. Neighbor?
You're going to spread the misery, are you?
Yeah. All right.
I'll second that motion.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Good job. Thank you.
So is that all we do then?
That's it.
Oh, my gosh. That yeah. Now, as long as I've been on the board, that's the first. That's.
You should never miss me.
Well, I'm sorry about that. We'll try to make sure that doesn't happen. And I apologize. I was looking at the policy and I didn't know.
We're going to have to get one of those scripts and start studying.
I know it. I
okay.
know it. And could I ask for a new script?
Absolutely.
And this one is quite old and I sort of.
Do you know if you want to also make some suggestions?
To the script?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes, and then we'll look at it and make sure it covers all bases, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it should be, we'll make sure that it has what it needs to have, but yeah, what, you should speak with what you're comfortable with.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would love a copy of that as well, then.
Got it.
All right, so then the next item, are we finished with comments? Does anybody have any comments on the board? Any discussion, anything you want to add for our agenda for next time? Any suggestions? No? Okay. Then I will look for, our next meeting is December 10th, 2020, 4 p.m. here in this conference room, unless you change it, Lisa, and
yeah,
let us know.
Yeah, I probably will, because here's the issue, and I apologize for this today. I didn't even think until I looked at the door and it says 10. You would think more than 10 could be in here, but apparently not. So we're going to look at a room that handles at least 15, because when we have everyone here and then we have, you know, a planner presenting and then someone else, you know, and if we can limit the number, but even with that, and when we have a full board, you know, we won't be able to have anyone from the public. So we'll find another space. It might be the council chambers. You guys have been there before. And I think
that's always fun.
Very comfortable.
Yeah.
It is, and I'll bet you it
is fun. So the only thing I would ask is if we could get a new roster. Yes, please. With that, if there's nothing else, I need someone to make a motion for adjournment.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Seconded?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any nays? We are adjourned.
Good.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, you guys.